You are listening to the Light Catchers Podcast, a podcast of short stories written by me, your host, CeCe Kimmel, for you, my fellow light catchers. What is a light catcher, you might ask? Well, it's anyone who can find the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, and the light and the darkness. So if that describes you, these stories are yours. The first season is a series of stories about four friends who live in the forest and go on adventures. It's called, as you might guess, The Forest Friends. And as long as you're ready to listen, I'd like for you to sit back, kick up your feet, and catch the light with me. In the middle of the forest, in a cave beneath the roots of a giant oak tree, lived four friends. There was a fox named Fox, a bear named Bear, a doggy named Doggy, and a kitty cat they all called Kit. And every day they woke up in their cave beneath the roots of the giant oak tree, excited for an adventure. Fox woke up first with a plan. Bear woke up second to start making breakfast. Foxes like to have a plan, and bears like to have a meal, so it was a good way for each of them to start the morning. Doggy walked slowly out of the cave, rubbing his eyes with his paws, before putting his nose to the ground to catalog all the new smells. Kit always exited the cave last, her tail proudly in the air, expecting her three friends to watch in amazement as she licked her delicate paws and cleaned behind her ears. Breakfast ended the same way every morning. Kit jumped on Bear's back, and Doggy lay on his back, rubbing his fur into the dirt. Fox, with a glint in his eye, a mischievous excitement only foxes have, asked his three friends, "Are you all ready for a great adventure?" But just as Fox was about to tell them about the adventure, Doggy's ears perked up. Fox noticed and turned around to look. At first, he didn't see anything, but then, in the distance, he saw two creatures approaching. One was big and trotting proudly. Her mane floated through the breeze as they drew closer. The other flew through the air, landing on branches and talking about how all the new creatures with their prefabricated homes were ruining the charm of the forest. Bear, Kit, Doggy, and Fox all turned towards them and smiled. Doggy began wagging his tail, and Kit began licking her paws and brushing them through her hair. Bear stood up, knocking Kit down, and rubbed his back against a nearby tree. Fox gathered up his map, the map he was excited to use for their adventure, and put it away in the cave beneath the giant oak tree. The forest friends couldn't believe it, but they were getting an unexpected visit by wise and beautiful Horsey and good but grumpy Owl. The wise and beautiful Horsey arrived first and crouched down to give everyone a hug and a lick. "Oh my goodness, it is so good to see you all. I woke up this morning and told Good But Grumpy Owl that I just couldn't stop thinking about you guys and wondered, what if we just walked over there to say hi?" Wise and beautiful Horsey stood up and smiled. "So we did, and now we're here." Finally, Good But Grumpy Owl flew up and landed next to Wise and Beautiful Horsey. He opened his wings and all the forest friends ran and gave him a hug, knocking him over in the meantime. "Oh, it is good to see everyone. I told Wise and Beautiful Horsey that we were already planning on coming down in a few days, but she insisted, so here we are." "How was the walk over here?" asked Bear. "Oh, it was okay. Wise and Beautiful Horsey over here hummed a terrible song the whole time." The forest friends all giggled. "I wish it were funny, but it's songs like that driving the integrity of all music down. I just don't get how she can like that. When I sing some song with innovation and heart, she just thinks I'm weird." good bit grumpy, Owl stopped, realizing he had been talking far too much. He grew quiet and a bit embarrassed. Wise and Beautiful Horsey smiled over at him and then back at the forest friends. I just like the beat. For me, music is all about dancing. Wise and Beautiful Horsey began to prance around, humming the song Blank Lake. Doggy joined in first, followed immediately by Kit, Bear, and Fox. Eventually, even Good But Grumpy Owl joined in, and they had a morning dance party. One thing the forest friends knew is that when Wise and Beautiful Horsey was around, dancing was soon to follow. Once the dancing stopped and they all sat down outside the giant oak tree, Good But Grumpy Owl and Wise and Beautiful Horsey asked them what they were planning on doing the rest of the day. Fox spoke up. Well, just before you got here, I was about to tell everyone about some ancient artifacts I read about and the prospect of going on a little treasure hunt. I've mapped out a few possible locations of the artifacts according to weeks of research. Bear cut Fox off. But we can do that another day. Since you both are here, why don't we all go to our favorite meadow and play tag? Maybe we can even stop at the lake and have a cannonball contest. You always win those, Bear, Kit chimed in. But I would be open to going to the meadow. My fur always looks good next to the flowers there. And I can sniff so many things, Dog chimed in. Okay, I guess that settles it, Good But Grumpy Owl said. Let's go to the meadow. Good But Grumpy Owl started flying toward the meadow, and the forest friends ran after him. All of them, except for Fox. Wise and Beautiful Horsey was about to run towards the meadow when she looked over and noticed Fox standing by the oak tree, fighting back a tear. Oh no, what's wrong, Fox? Fox didn't want to talk and tried to hide the tear by looking away. Wise and Beautiful Horsey bent down and kneeled next to Fox. I think I know what's wrong. You tell me if I'm close. You were excited to go on a treasure hunt. You did a lot of research and put in a lot of time preparing the maps. I know none of us meant it, but I can see that us choosing to do something else frustrated you. Yes! Fox finally turned towards Wise and Beautiful Horsey. Yes, I am frustrated. I'm mad. It was like nobody cared what I had planned. Wise and Beautiful Horsey waited. There was a peaceful silence between them as the sun glinted through the trees. I guess, Fox struggled to find the right words. I guess I just don't like it when plans change, especially when I'm looking forward to something. Fox finally let his guard down and began to cry. Wise and Beautiful Horsey nestled her neck into Fox and let him cry. She waited again and let him feel every deep emotion he had. Finally, Fox lifted his head, sniffed through his little nose, and looked at Wise and Beautiful Horsey. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be upset. I mean, I'm so glad you're here, and we can just find the artifacts another day. They are ancient, so it's not like they're going anywhere. Fox tried to laugh a little. Wise and Beautiful Horsey looked at Fox. Oh, Fox, I have always appreciated the focus and ambition you have. It is a gift, and I am sorry we hurt your feelings. Fox tried to move past it. Oh, it's really nothing. I'm okay. Let's just head down to the meadow. They're probably wondering where we are. But it's not okay, Wise and Beautiful Horsey said. It's important that you share how we made you feel. How else can we get better at caring for one another? Wise and Beautiful Horsey stood up. Jump on my back. It's time we made this right. It wasn't often that Fox got to ride on Wise and Beautiful Horsey's back. She always told the forest friends that a horseback ride is a privilege and not a right. So, of course, given the opportunity for the privilege, he jumped right on. As they rode through the forest, Fox felt the wind flow over his face and saw the trees swaying and the birds flying in and out of the branches, and for a moment he closed his eyes. He had forgotten all about the artifacts and the treasure hunt and the sadness and frustration. "Fox," Wise and Beautiful Horsey called up to him, "what words have you been learning?" "Waning and chrysanthemum," Fox shouted back. Wise and Beautiful Horsey smiled and kept speeding toward the meadow, ready to join the rest of the friends. By the time Fox and Wise and Beautiful Horsey got to the meadow, the light was already waning, and the chrysanthemums were in full bloom. The moment they entered the meadow, the rest of the forest friends, along with Good but Grumpy Owl, ran and flew over to them. "What took you guys so long? I was getting so worried," Good but Grumpy Owl said. "Yeah, Fox, is everything okay?" Bear asked, a bit annoyed, but also concerned. "Well," Fox said, "the truth is, I was pretty frustrated that we didn't go on the treasure hunt and that you all didn't appreciate the work I put into planning our adventure. I know you didn't mean to hurt my feelings, but I guess I just needed a little bit of time to talk about it." The forest friends all moved in towards Fox. Doggy began licking him immediately, while Bear gave him a great big bear hug. Kit jumped on his back and purred, "Oh, Fox, we are so sorry. I didn't know you were so excited about that. I just feel awful." Good but Grumpy Owl flew up beside the forest friends and furrowed his eyebrow as he looked first at Wise and Beautiful Horsey, and then at Fox being covered with sorrow and love by his friends. "Fox," he said, "I understand why your feelings are hurt, and I'm really sorry I ignored the hard work you did. Will you please forgive me?" "Of course," Fox said. "This really isn't necessary." Fox was smiling and trying not to show how much he was enjoying everybody's attention. "So," Bear said, "are we going on a treasure hunt?" Doggy ran around and Kit perked up her tail. "Oh, that's really kind, but we can do that another day. I'm thinking I could go for a cannonball contest right now," Fox said. "Are you sure?" Kit said. "I'll race you all there," Fox said as he began running toward the lake. The forest friends chased after Fox, laughing the entire way. Wise and Beautiful Horsey looked at Good but Grumpy Owl and smiled. "Come on, you old grump." And she began running too, getting an unnecessary head start on Good but Grumpy Owl. The rest of the day was spent doing cannonballs and swimming and running around and sniffing and delighting in the wonderful world in which they lived. As the sun started to go down, Good but Grumpy Owl and Wise and Beautiful Horsey said their goodbyes to the forest friends, promising they would be over again soon. Fox looked at Wise and Beautiful Horsey and said, "Thanks," as he tried to act like it was no big deal. Bending down, Wise and Beautiful Horsey licked his cheek and then began prancing away, singing her favorite song, while Good but Grumpy Owl complained about its musical integrity and asked if they could please dance to a different song. The forest friends finally made it back to the tree just in time to crawl into the cave. Bear lay down first, and then Fox, and then Doggy, and then Kit, each one of them snuggling in and slowly blinking their eyes. As Kit started to fall asleep, she asked, "Fox, can you tell us a story?" "Of course, Kit," Fox said as he settled down beside Bear. "In the middle of the forest, in a cave under the roots of a giant oak tree, lived four forest friends." Fox continued to tell of their adventures as each of them fell asleep. By the time Fox got to the end, he could barely say the last sentence before he closed his eyes and fell asleep himself. Outside, the moon hung and sent silver streams of glistening light through the leaves, and the wind blew through the tall branches, singing a natural lullaby throughout the peaceful night as the forest friends slept soundly. Thank you for listening to the Light Catchers podcast. If you like these stories, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast as well as review us on iTunes. You can learn more about CC Kimmel at cckimmel.com.